Pope John Paul II arrived in Athens today on what is considered one of the most delicate trips of his papacy. The visit is part of a pilgrimage retracing the steps of the Apostle St. Paul from Greece to Syria to Malta. It's also part of an effort to heal the nearly 1,000-year rift between the Roman Catholic Church and the Greek Orthodox Church. But the Pope's visit is drawing vehement protests from members of the Orthodox clergy. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli is with the Pope in Athens. Good morning.
Good morning.
What sort of reception did the Pope get?
Well, the airport arrival ceremony was very low-key. No Orthodox prelates were present, and since the Pope is here officially as Vatican Chief of State, only government officials came to welcome him. There is some controversy over whether the Pope kissed the soil, as he always does when he visits a country for the first time. Watching the TV pictures, the Pope was blocked by his entourage, so we couldn't see anything. But the Vatican says a Catholic nun brought the Pope a bowl of soil from a Catholic convent. Technically, that could be interpreted as not Orthodox territory, and it might soothe the anger of Orthodox prelates who said kissing Greek Orthodox soil would be a sacrilege. Now, there's so much controversy over the visit that very tight security measures are in place. More than 5,000 policemen are deployed. That's more than when former President Bill Clinton visited Greece 2 years ago.
And the Pope has already met with the leader of the Greek Orthodox Church. Tell us about that.
Well, the Pope made a very conciliatory speech. He spoke of the deep wounds in the minds of Orthodox faithful, and he specifically asked God to forgive Catholic men and women who have sinned by action or omission against their Orthodox brothers and sisters. The Pope also paid homage to the liturgy and deep spirituality of the Orthodox Church.
And what are the major disputes between the Catholic and Orthodox churches?
Well, from a theological point of view, the differences between Catholics and Orthodox are not as great as those between Catholics and Protestants. The schism was over papal authority. The Orthodox don't recognize the Pope as their religious and spiritual leader. Now, the Orthodox Church, which considers itself the custodian of true Christianity, is much less centralized than the Catholic one, and Orthodox priests can marry, Catholics can't. But the real divide is psychological. The Orthodox have a very strong collective historical memory, and their list of grievances is long. The biggest wound is the Fourth Crusade in 1204, when Catholic soldiers on their way to Jerusalem took a detour to Constantinople and sacked the city that was the seat of the Orthodox Byzantine Empire. Visitors to Venice can see some of the loot the Crusaders brought back. The four great bronze horses on the facade of St. Mark's Cathedral were stolen in Constantinople. Now, the Pope has apologized for the past, but relations between the two churches deteriorated even further after the fall of communism, and there's a major current dispute to be resolved. The Orthodox accuse Catholics, who were suppressed under communism, of proselytizing among their members. They single out the uniates. Those are the churches that follow Orthodox ritual but pay allegiance to the Pope. The Orthodox consider the uniates what they call the Trojan horse of the Catholic Church, and they want the Vatican to condemn officially the practice of proselytism. Now, the Pope today was very vague about the problem of the uniates. He said the Catholic Church will be more open and attentive, but Archbishop Christodoulos insisted and asked for a courageous word because he said the problem is blocking the theological dialogue between the two churches.
And how does the Pope intend to heal those wounds?
Well, he made a lot of compromises to come here. The visit is very short. He agreed to have a small place where his Mass will be celebrated tomorrow. There won't be a joint prayer later today when he meets with the Archbishop again. But there's a lot of opposition to this visit. 160 monasteries all over Greece have announced they'll ring bells in protest. One newspaper carried the banner headline, Day of Grief. And so there's still a lot of controversy here.
Thanks a lot. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli in Athens.